Sorry, Professor, he panted as he closed the door. I forgot. No matter, Potter, she said briskly. But as she spoke, somebody else sniffed from the corner. Harry looked around. Professor Umbridge was sitting there, a clipboard on her knee, a fussy little pie frill around her neck, and a small, horribly smug smile on her face. Sit down, Potter, said Professor McGonagall tersely. Her hands shook slightly as she shuffled the many pamphlets littering her desk. Harry sat down with his back to Umbridge and did his best to pretend he could not hear the scratching of her quill on her clipboard.
Well, Potter, this meeting is to talk over any career ideas you might have and to help you decide which subjects you should continue into 6th and 7th years, said Professor McGonagall. Have you had any thoughts about what you would like to do after you leave Hogwarts?
Said Harry. He was finding the scratching noise from behind him very distracting.
Yes, Professor McGonagall prompted Harry.
Well, I thought of maybe being an Auror, Harry mumbled.
You'd need top grades for that, said Professor McGonagall, extracting a small dark leaflet from under the mass on her desk and opening it. They ask for a minimum of 5 NEWTs, and nothing under exceeds expectations grade, I see. Then you would be required to undergo a stringent series of character and aptitude tests at the Auror office. It's a difficult career path, Potter. They only take the best. In fact, I don't think anybody has been taken on in the last 3 years.
At this moment, Professor Umbridge gave a very tiny cough, as though she was trying to see how quietly she could do it. Professor McGonagall ignored her.
You want to know which subjects you ought to take, I suppose, she went on, talking a little more loudly than before.
Yes, said Harry. Defense against the dark arts, I suppose.
Naturally, said Professor McGonagall crisply. I would also advise...
Professor Umbridge gave another cough, a little more audible this time. Professor McGonagall closed her eyes for a moment, opened them again, and continued as though nothing had happened.
I would also advise transfiguration, because Aurors frequently need to transfigure or untransfigure in their work. And I ought to tell you now, Potter, that I do not accept students into my NEWT classes unless they have achieved exceeds expectations or higher at ordinary wizarding level. I'd say you're averaging acceptable at the moment, so you'll need to put in some good hard work before the exams to stand a chance of continuing. Then you ought to do charms, always useful, and potions. Yes, Potter, potions, she added with the merest flicker of a smile. Poisons and antidotes are essential study for Aurors, and I must tell you that Professor Snape absolutely refuses to take students who get anything other than outstanding in their OWLs, so...
Professor Umbridge gave her most pronounced cough yet.
May I offer you a cough drop, Dolores? Professor McGonagall asked curtly, without looking at Professor Umbridge.
Oh, no, thank you very much,
said Umbridge, with that simpering laugh Harry hated so much.
I just wondered whether I could make the teeniest interruption, Minerva.
I dare say you'll find you can, said Professor McGonagall through tightly gritted teeth.
I was just wondering whether Mr. Potter has quite the temperament for an Auror, said Professor Umbridge sweetly.
Were you? Said Professor McGonagall haughtily.
Well, Potter, she continued, as though there had been no interruption.
If you are serious in this ambition, I would advise you to concentrate hard on bringing your transfiguration and potions up to scratch. I see Professor Flitwick has graded you between acceptable and exceeds expectations for the last 2 years, so your charm work seems satisfactory. As for defense against the dark arts, your marks have been generally high. Professor Lupin in particular thought you... Are you quite sure you wouldn't like a cough drop, Dolores?
Oh, no need, thank you, Minerva,
simpered Professor Umbridge, who had just coughed her loudest yet.
I was just concerned that you might not have Harry's most recent defense against the dark arts marks in front of you. I'm quite sure I slipped in a note.
What, this thing?
Said Professor McGonagall in a tone of revulsion as she pulled a sheet of pink parchment from between the leaves of Harry's folder. She glanced down at it, her eyebrows slightly raised, then placed it back into the folder without comment.